Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
What was your take on the practice slash fights that happened yesterday?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. We got a lot of good work done throughout the course of the day, and sometimes that gets overshadowed by an unfortunate incident. And it's behind us now. We're going to move forward today and get a lot of good work done.
Hey, guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? Redskins Talk Podcast. Everybody's here. Like, everybody's here.
Everybody.
We're in... So because the New York media is here, our secondary podcast tent got annexed.
We're not
by
in the hotel
state of
room
New York.
Anymore.
We've survived. We made it out of Pete's hotel room. And now we're all in our TV
I'm
tent.
I'm not sure. There's an incubation period for
I mean,
certain.
What, 12, 13 people
10,
in here?
12 people in here, yeah.
Yeah. So whatever. We're all here. If you hear background noise, sorry. It won't be from Jerry Brown, the world's quietest man. No fights today. How about
no fights
that?
Today. One little shoving.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
There was
especially
nothing.
After yesterday.
That's what you said. One little tussle. Didn't say, no, you're wrong, there was a fight.
I think the coaches did a good job.
We're fighting right now, darn it.
We're always fighting, Taylor.
I know.
The coaches did a good job. Whistles were quick today. Players were told to get back to the huddle forcefully. They really didn't allow for any of the shenanigans of yesterday, and I think it was the right move.
Yeah, and you know what? There was never – yesterday I was a whole day watching the Redskins defense against the Jets offense. And there wasn't, there was no problem over there yesterday, nor was there today even. I mean,
right.
they played it, they kept, you know, played it straight, didn't get chirping. Even when Terrell Pryor was going out on patterns and caught a couple of passes.
Yeah, he had a nice one-handed catch. We've seen that before.
Yeah, nice one in the end zone.
Before we get too far, we got to thank the good folks, Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. You should ride with them. All right, no fights is kind of the headline. I thought the Redskins in 11-on-11 drills, where it was the Redskins' offense versus the Jets' defense, I thought the Redskins' offense looked damn good.
I didn't see much of it today, but except that last thing they had, kind of the game simulation thing they had. And it looked pretty good there. Alex Smith finishing out for the first team with a real nice pass to Vernon Davis down the right side. Just right on the money. Vernon got a step on his defender, and good play.
Probably the most physical part of practice is those 11-on-11s in the trenches. And the Redskins' O-line kind of dominated the Jets' D-line there. They were opening holes in the run game. They ran a couple nice screens where they were getting downfield. It was pretty good to see.
That also, what started that drive was an Alex Smith read option that totally fooled the Jets. And he might have had house call potential, 60, 70 yards. I don't know if he could have outran the Jets, but it was a big gainer to get that drive going. And then a P. Ryan screen, a pass to Paul Richardson over the middle, and then the Davis touchdown. It was a nice operation today from Alex Smith.
Pete, I like the notes.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm referring to them constantly. I have a lot more to come, so stay tuned.
Well, hell, give us another one, Pete.
Here's one thing that Alex Smith did that we saw a lot of times when, over the course of the game with Kirk, when a receiver was kind of uncovered.
You
know,
say Kurt?
Kirk.
I heard a T.
I heard a T, too.
So not true.
Yo,
I'm
Kurt
in my life.
Taylor, what'd you hear?
I heard Kurt.
I heard Kurt.
Kurt.
It might just be the air conditioning.
We know that you're Kirk. But maybe you're also Kurt.
Okay. So.
Mr. Cousins.
You know how in the game sometimes the defense will just kind of be unorganized and a receiver will line up totally open. And it usually was Garcon and he usually would wave his arms around and Kirk would usually not pay attention to that. You know that, Taylor? You know what the play I'm talking about? Just a bunch of those plays. Today, that happened with Brian Quick. Alex Smith noticed it right away. Snapped the ball, ignored the play that was going on and threw it to Quick, who barely even knew what the hell was going on. The ball basically caught him, but That's just another example of Alex Smith being aware and just going off script, seeing the receiver uncovered, and going to him instead of sticking with what was called.
The important thing is the process, Pete. You should remember that.
The process.
The process,
not the result.
Well, it would have made Pierre Garçon smile seeing a quarterback find a receiver uncovered and actually throwing it to him.
I don't know if Pierre Garçon smiles.
Taking shots. Leonard Williams versus Trent Williams was fun, and Trent just handled him.
Yeah.
He handled him yesterday, too.
He snuffs it out so easily.
We have an interview with Trent at the end of the pod. It is so crazy. Trent's personality on the field versus off the field. He is the most laid-back, chill, gigantic, athletic specimen in the world, I really think.
Yeah.
Yes. And he's the one guy that I would be absolutely terrified to go up against.
Terrified.
On the team.
He took on the entire Jets defense yesterday.
It was one on 11.
And he was fine.
I was confident in Trent in that situation. Like, yeah. I didn't feel bad
I'll take him. I'll put my money on him.
I think those are the odds that the rest of, that everyone else needs.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Archie. Speaking of the Williams you mentioned, you know, I think in Pete's preview when this set was announced, the set of practices was announced, we talked about Brandon Sheriff, Leonard Williams.
Inspired by Mitch, I will say. He told me to write about that.
And obviously you can't decide. Mitch is the brain. The results of a draft do not come down to one series of practices. But, you know, Williams, you know, he had a real good, I think, second year and not so good last year. Yep. You know, I think, you know, you look at that, even that whole, all the players taken right around Sheriff with Dante Fowler obviously going downhill. That's who the Redskins wanted to take, but the Jaguars took him third. Amari Cooper has played. He had one good season, one okay season. Vic Beasley, the Falcons defensive end, has been injured. He had a good year when they went to the Super Bowl.
Just rattling off the 15 draft.
It's starting to look like Sheriff might be the best pick out of that range of the draft.
Mitch is grumpy.
I love Sheriff. I think he's great, but the guard at number five.
Yeah, but.
But, dude, I mean, where did the kid from Notre Dame just go? Quentin Nelson, right?
And also, we're talking about guards.
Guards have become more important.
Because I argued that for years.
It was a happy coincidence, though. It was not the intended outcome.
But the way it worked out.
And it worked out well, and I love Sheriff. I think he's great. I actually think he's going to be a Pro Bowler this year. But I think
he's going to be an All-Pro, not even a Pro Bowler.
I mean, that's All-Pro. That's what I meant. All-Pro.
He's been a Pro Bowler twice.
Yeah. Pro Bowl means nothing.
Right.
All of a sudden, I guess Sean Dion Hamilton was out there today.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about injuries. We haven't seen Josh Harvey Clemens in a week, right?
Got a hamstring. Now they're generally cautious with hamstrings.
And they should, especially he's a speed guy. That's his best skill is his speed.
Another hamstring guy is Adonis.
Adonis Alexander we haven't seen.
No, Adonis has been out here every day.
Right. Okay.
He hasn't been practicing, but he's out on the field with the DBs.
I would like to propose something. So you said they would love to sneak Sean Dion onto IR. Do you think Adonis is a guy they could do that with? Because he's later.
They need corners, though. Like Sean Dion, they kind of have a glut at the inside linebacker.
Yeah.
Corners, I mean, Scandrick got a day off today. I'm guessing that's just a day off.
Well, that was the point that I was going to make when you started talking about injuries. I don't know if it's an injury.
Did Swearinger get the day off? Because I saw.
He did.
Like,
Scandrick has had, every other
four,
day off.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
He's off a lot.
Right.
So,
corners, they need corners.
Yeah.
What Gruden told us the other day about Holsey, we ain't going to see Holsey till Thanksgiving, the world's most overrated holiday.
Or maybe right here next year.
Right. It doesn't sound like we're going to see Holsey anytime soon. That toe injury must be serious. Maybe when he said severed, he wasn't kidding.
He wasn't kidding.
Okay. So, I mean, what we know is Dunbar, Norman, Moreau, Scandrick, although Scandrick's getting a bunch of days off.
Yeah.
Stroman, maybe. Danny Johnson had a nice pass breakup today.
Yo.
So that's six right there.
Quinn Blanding had a great pick in the corner of the end zone.
He's a
not
safety.
That he's a guy, but...
And he's not going to make the team.
So you have six right there, and maybe because Adonis is coming in late, and now he's missing camp after missing OTAs, and he kind of looked rough in camp. Maybe it's a redshirt year.
Who went on injury reserve with a hamstring?
I mean,
preseason.
But let's point this out, too. There's been a change in the rules that you can just put a player to IR. He no longer has to clear waivers.
To go waivers.
And that,
right.
If you're thinking about IR, that changes the equation. You don't have to worry about losing a guy.
I don't know. I don't think Adonis is going to the IR.
The rules
are still not as loose as they once were.
I don't think Adonis is going to the IR.
My wheels were just turning when I was looking at him and seeing he hasn't played in a while. And we brought up Sean last week, so I thought maybe he would fit the profile of the guy they want
your
to see.
When your wheels are turning, Pete,
they're pretty
going,
slow,
yeah.
But they were turning.
Well, I'm trying to be positive with Pete because he's a snowflake.
He's also working hard here.
Here's the thing is they need corners. Right. It's a different situation than linebacker.
Yeah, you did rattle off six that they have.
Yeah, but I can't imagine the plan is Greg Stroman and Danny Johnson to be your last two.
Yeah.
They just used a supplemental pick on the guy. Doxson. Where was Doxson today?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about this, Taylor? Are you going to poo-poo it?
Is it time to hit the panic button?
He played 16 games
last
year.
Yeah, let's hit the panic button.
I'm not saying it's time to hit the panic button, but...
He practiced 2 days in a row.
That's good.
Ryan Kerrigan practices every day in the row ever.
Okay.
Let's
see if he plays on Thursday.
What I found interesting
is
that Jay this morning...
Ty Anseki will be down. You know, Josh Harvey Clemens is still down. Tyler Catalina is still down.
He didn't mention Doxson, and then we just didn't see him.
You know what I think the dynamic here is? That Jay's talking before practice, and I think it's then when the trainers are going around giving their final...
I agree.
Making their final assessment as to whether a guy's going to go or not. So he's not always... fully informed, because he can't be, because the decisions are being made right at that time.
It happened with Deron Payne the other day. He said he wasn't going to practice, came out and practiced. It's a tough time to do a presser to have to update guys on injuries
sure.
when the players are just walking in the doors as he's doing it.
I don't think it's more or less of an issue because Jay didn't address it.
Right.
I don't even think it's
the issue is that he's not out here.
and just not see him at all. I didn't see it. Maybe somebody did. I did not.
Right. No, I didn't.
Just another day. So before
another day, another dollar.
Before we go to one thing, one more time, Oarsman Automotive of Virginia, ride with them. Let's do one thing. Pete, you're up. You got 100 notes. So
yeah, so this isn't my one thing. I'm just going to mention this to be fair. Trey Quinn got run over in a special teams drill.
Oh, absolutely blasted just, back into the tackling.
So when I talk about needing to be valuable on special teams.
I'm fair. I report the good and the bad with Trey Quinn, and it was a very ugly sequence for him. Right in front of Jay Gruden as well.
So good.
Couldn't have gone worse. Okay, good. Chase Roullier stood a lot of people up in one-on-ones, and of course we haven't really seen him be the starting center for 16 games, but if he can be a starting center, sixth-round pick in his second year, that's a pretty big steal that I don't think there's enough recognition for talking about. That's a hell of a find to have just Chase Roullier.
Pete is still my heart.
Yeah. Just think he looks good. He's standing guys up. He's strong, and that would be a really nice piece. Cheap starting center.
Yeah. And that's the plan for this team, man. You got to have rookie contracts to make all the numbers work. RT? Yep.
Redskins defensive linemen versus the Jets. Rushers, pass rushers versus the Jets. Just three quick things. And you might have mentioned this at some point a couple of weeks ago, but Jonathan Allen is semi-mimicking Junior Gallette's iconic pass rush stance from the outside. Okay, but this was Jonathan Allen.
Oh, wow.
With the Gallette would have his helmet just a few inches from the turf and his butt way up in the air.
Yeah, JP did Allen, with him.
Allen was more low and level. You know, his back was parallel to the ground. But I think that's interesting. Trying to get some more pass. I tell you what, if he can add some pass rush to his run-stopping ability, he could be very, very special.
Can you imagine how much power is exploding out of that four-point stance with John Allen?
Yeah.
I would not want to be in front of that freight train.
No. His former Crimson Tide teammate, Deron Payne, he just destroys people. He can just physically pound him. And he's got the strength, but his technique is good, too. He really concentrates. You know, he's not just using – in college, you can get away with just using your strength, and that's a problem that a lot of rookies on the offensive and defensive line have. They're just bigger and stronger than the guy across from them, and they can destroy him. They come into the NFL, and they try that, and it's like, no, that doesn't work.
Kind of think the DL is going to be as good as advertised.
Yeah.
The DL ain't on the DL.
Yeah.
No. And just one thing real quick. Preston Smith.
You've had three things for one thing.
Lateral movement. No, well, they're about one area. Lateral movement, speed, unbelievable.
I talked to Preston leaving the field, and I talked to Trent about him, and you guys will hear it. I think Preston is going to have a huge year. Does anybody else feel that way?
Yeah.
Contract year. I just think a lot's going to happen there. I think you're looking at like 13 sacks from Preston with picks and fumbles and all the other stuff he does.
Just franchise tag him right now.
All right, Pete, what were you saying?
Mitch, you talked to Deron Payne after practice. Did he have anything interesting to say?
I did. Deron's not a man of many words, but I asked him.
He's a rookie out of Bama, man. Yeah, they're quiet.
I
asked him how much he liked going up against a different team, and he was like, when we go up against our own O-line, we want to keep those guys up on their feet you know, we're trying not to run them over. He's like, all I want to do is put these guys in the ground when I'm going up against them.
So great.
I was like, let's go.
All right. It's all what's your one thing?
My one thing, I'm sticking with the big guys. I was going to talk about Brandon Scherff today. I was glad we came up with him earlier. But he's been real quiet through camp. We haven't talked about him. There hasn't been a lot. But the guy is a freaking beast. I mean, he stood up Leonard Williams today and just completely shut him down in a one-on-one pass rush. Yesterday, Leonard got the better of him, so can't take much from necessarily those one-on-one drills. But he's just stout in every part of the game. They ran that screen pass to Samaje Perine,
yep.
And Scherff was peeling downfield and had 33, the Jets corner, Jamal Adams, lined up.
Oh.
And it would have been a pancake. And
you
then
see
some.
A lot of those Brandon Scherff and screens just
and here he's a smart enough guy that he's not going to lay out somebody. But come on Thursday if they get that play going and you get Brandon Scherff going downhill, that's a big man with a lot of ferocity.
Having an athletic offensive line is a serious asset, man.
Big
and
time.
These guys can get out and move. I talked to Trent about that too. My one thing though, Capri Bibbs is going to be an awfully hard player to cut. He looks good, man. And they're rotating those running backs so constantly that he's getting reps with Alex, getting reps with the ones. He runs hard, too. Like, it's funny that we've pegged some of these guys as third down guys and some of them as first and second down guys. They're all built about the same. There's not, like, a significant size difference.
A little bit of a speed difference, I think.
Yes, sure. I'm not saying that Bibbs, I don't know what the hell is going to happen. I think if Perine can show it's his job. But I'm just saying, Bibbs is going to be on a roster. He's not going to make it to the practice squad. That much I truly believe.
And I think Byron Marshall would be on a roster, too.
They both look good.
After that Geist injury, I think Pete and I were talking, and I was saying that aside from Fat Rob, you know, obviously getting the starting job, being the most direct beneficiary of it, one of those two guys, I think Bibbs, and they're going to pick up some first down carries. They're going to pick up some second down carries.
All the injuries passes. Last year. Like, somebody's going to play.
Right. And Chris Thompson still isn't 100%, as we keep saying, or whatever. So
I'm hitting the brakes here a little bit. I mean, that person, that the Bibbs Marshall, is probably going to be inactive.
I agree. But I'm saying over the course of 16 games, odds are
they're going to have an opportunity.
One of them is playing.
Yes.
I think that's it. Anybody anything to add before we go to Trent?
Let's go to Trent.
Let's go to Trent. Mitch, who do we ride with?
Yo, Oarsman's our guys. We ride with them. You should too.
Oarsman Automotive of Virginia.
Any kind of car you want.
Anything you want. All right, here comes Trent.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
For the sixth straight year, Redskins tackle Trent Williams has earned a spot on the top 100. And despite injuries limiting his 2017 season, his production didn't dip. He didn't allow a sack on 363 pass-blocking snaps.
There's arguably no more important player to the Washington Redskins than number 71, Trent Williams. You disagree?
That's your opinion. You got it.
Last year you dealt with injuries throughout the year, had to have surgery this offseason. How are you feeling?
I'm still getting back, still trying to get back in the swing of things. Obviously, it was a major surgery, so I'm not expecting to feel 100% anytime soon. I just want to get well enough where I can contribute at a high level.
Well, even your 80% is better than most players' 100%. Where would you say you are, and what really matters is week one in Arizona? So
right.
Where are you in timeline for that?
I'm on time for that. Like I said, I'm going full go. It's just you know, the knee, just seeing how the knee responds. I haven't had this type of workload since the surgery, so we just easing into it. But week one is no issue.
Is there still a little bit of pain or anything?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. The pain is going to be there. You know, you got confidence. I have confidence in knowing that the problem was fixed. So now I just got to work through, you know, the pain of being idle for the last 6-7 months.
Last year, the run game wasn't where you want it, I'm sure. A lot of that, I think, was a just crazy amount of injuries on the O-line, to the running backs, everywhere. Losing Darius Geis, how much does that hurt the run game for 2018?
Obviously, it hurts because you lose a playmaker who, you know, a lot of people had high hopes for, or still got high hopes for. So it's gonna hurt in that aspect, but we got able bodies. As long as we have, you know, our people on the field and injuries, you know, isn't an issue, we can run the ball. We can run the ball with the best of them. I mean, you look at what we did when we were in Oakland. I mean, when Oakland came here, you look what we did against the Rams.
229 on the ground.
Right, running the ball. And we had everybody healthy. And that's what we're capable of, but, you know, the injuries play a part. And, you know, it is life. There's life in the league.
Sean Laval was a free agent. They brought him back. You've played next to Sean for a while now. Are you happy to have him next to you?
Of course. Of course. Sean is a veteran. He's going into his ninth year also. We played a lot of football together, a lot of important games, played at a high level together. Of course, I'm happy to have him back.
Fans get on Sean a little bit. Is that fair, deserved?
I mean, everybody has their own perception of how things are. You know, but as a player playing next to him for the last, what, 5 years, 5-6 years, I think, I've been more than happy with him. And, you know, I'm excited to have him back.
Let's talk about the guy behind you that you're protecting in Alex Smith. You know, you didn't do much work in the offseason OTAs, mini camp. So really, you guys are getting to know one another on the field now here right in Richmond. How is that going?
It's going great, man. Alex, he's as advertised. He's an outstanding talent. It's no secret to why he's won so many games in this league. He's a veteran. He's a leader. You know, it's a guy that's definitely going to, you know, change the team, change the outlook on this team. So, you know, we're both veterans. We know how to play. As long as I handle my assignment, I know he's going to handle his. There's really no getting used to anything.
You said change the team. How has he changed the team?
I'm just speaking of just – He's the quarterback. Anytime you have a quarterback, the team kind of follows that mode. So, you know, we had a change at the helm, and everybody respects him. You know, it's not often that you can go from one franchise quarterback to another. It just doesn't happen in this league. So, you know, we were lucky enough to be able to do so. And Alex just had everybody's respect coming in because we've all seen his body of work.
And offensively, like schematically, it looks like he's going to be moving around way more. To me, the untrained eye, that seems to play to your advantages because there's few people with your size and athleticism. Mm-hmm. Are you excited for Alex to be out of the pocket more?
I don't know if I'm excited, but, you know, I do love the aspect that it brings to the offense. When your quarterback can hurt them with his feet, they have to play a little more vanilla look, and you're going to have more bodies in the box. It's just, you know, that's the way it is. So it opens up things on the outside. You know, and Alex is an extremely accurate quarterback. I don't think he gets enough credit to how accurate he is. You know, he's anytime he lets that ball go, 99% of the time it's going where he wants it to go. So, when you think about that and you think about the defense having to account for him, you know, I think it's just going to open up a lot of things.
It will open up a lot of things. One thing that's been interesting this offseason is odds makers, experts around the country are pretty much kind of writing the Redskins off. How do you react? Do you notice any of that? Do you hear any of that?
No, okay.
Just ignore it? What are your expectations for this team then this year?
I got the same expectations as any NFL player has for their team. You know, it's only goal is to win a championship. So we're not going in with any other expectations than that. You know, so if you're playing this game for any other reason, then you don't need to play.
If a player doesn't say that, they're lying.
Right.
You have to expect to win.
Of course. Of course. We're competitive, and that's what we do. We get paid to do this. We're professionals. So nobody had the Eagles winning the Super Bowl last year.
Right.
I mean, the world was the odd makers and, you know, people who predicting who was going to be there then, you know. So all that is just, when there's no football, people got a lot of time on their hands. So, you know, once the season starts, you got to play the game. No matter how good your team is on paper, no matter how good you played last year, every Sunday is a new adventure, and you got to play it.
All right. Let's do. I've been doing this with the guys. It's been pretty fun. It's word association. Have you heard about this? So I asked Chris Thompson, when I asked him Trent Williams, he said, big bag.
Big bag?
Yeah. All right, so I'll start you with Chris Thompson.
Chris Thompson, highlight reel.
Josh Doctson.
50-50 balls. I think he comes down with 80% of those.
That's a good ratio on 50-50.
Yeah.
Brandon Scherff.
Just hard nose, just tough SOB, man. He's one of them guys you hate to go against because you know he's coming with it every play.
Did you see him body slam a guy yesterday in the O-line deal?
Yeah, for sure.
Do we need to talk about yesterday at all? I don't think we do. It was football, right?
It's your show.
All right, we're going to keep going with Ryan Kerrigan. You've been going up against him for years.
Yeah, consistent.
Preston Smith.
Very talented.
Is he a double-digit sack guy this year?
For sure.
Zach Brown.
Athletic, fast, speed.
Quentin Dunbar.
Gifted.
Who's the better card player? I feel like I see you and Dunny playing cards pretty often.
We do. And you know I like to compete, man, but I ain't going to lie. Dunny got he got a hand up on me right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's the foursome this year? Because D-Hall was in those games a lot.
He was. I don't know. You know, we kind of dissolved the group. We'll see. You know, once we sitting there around Redskin Park, couple hours of nothing to do, I'm pretty sure something will come about.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Josh Norman.
Just a competitor. Competes. You know, lights come on. You get the best Josh.
Two more. Bill Callahan.
A wizard.
Jay Gruden.
Mastermind.
Mastermind.
Offensively, he's a mastermind.
You guys will be moving the ball like you always have.
Yeah. We never had a problem moving the ball.
Right.
You can expect that.
Okay. Last thing. Tell Redskins fans anything you want to tell them. Floor is yours.
Redskins fans, I appreciate y'all's support. Y'all keep riding for us like y'all do. Number one fan base in the country in any sport. We love y'all and appreciate it.
So you got Skins fans ahead of Oklahoma Sooner fans?
Well, you know, Oklahoma's there. Oklahoma's, you know, we don't have an NFL team. So, you know, the football team, you know, the fans are going to be there 24/7. But in the NFL, you know, when there's so many other teams around, you know, Baltimore is down the street. You know, New York is a hop skip away. You know, and to have a fan base this strong, you know, it's special.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.